You're listening to The Leadership Pod, episode 40, your professional image when you work from home. Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Kara Ronan, leadership expert and your guide to help you build your brand, visibility and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. But welcome back to the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast again. Now, this week, I have some fantastic news to share with you. The Leadership Pod has reached 5,000 downloads all time, which is amazing. I discovered this news a couple of days ago when I checked out my analytics on the platform, and I was so surprised that in such a short amount of time, in about 8 months since I started this podcast, we can reach 5,000 downloads all time. It is absolutely incredible. The very first episode I published was back in February 24 this year in 2020. I checked that out today as I was checking my analytics, and today is the 40th episode. So within 8 months, we have reached 5,000 downloads, which is absolutely incredible. I wanted to thank you so much for listening to this podcast, for downloading it, and for finding it helpful for your career. I'm so happy that you are finding it helpful and valuable for your leadership career. When I first started this podcast, I really had no idea how people would receive it and whether you would enjoy listening to the episodes and the content that I share with you, but I am very, very pleased to know that you do. And clearly 5,000 episodes is proof that you are enjoying this podcast. So thank you very much. Now, today we are talking about getting dressed when you work from home. Now, last week's episode was about your professional image, but this week I want to focus on your professional image when you are working from home, because I know that's an issue a lot of people are facing nowadays, and we have been facing it for a number of months, actually. So should you get dressed when you work from home? That's the first question. And then if you do get dressed, what should you wear? And we're going to talk about these points today in this episode. So I've always been pretty traditional when it comes to professional dress. I have lived by the phrases dress for success and dress for the job that you want, not the job that you have. And this is one of the concepts that I teach in my video course, one of my video courses, Business Etiquette 101, Social Skills for Success. You may have heard me talk about it in previous episodes. I will tell you more about that course a little later on in this episode. But I have to admit, this year has certainly put into question the issue of professional dress for many people all around the world. I remember before everything happened, you know, earlier in 2020, I remember when I used to travel to Perth for meetings, for coaching, for workshops, I would always get dressed up. I'd put my suit on, do my hair and makeup. It would make me feel great. It would make me feel confident. It would make me feel like I was in work mode and ready to meet people or do my coaching sessions, workshops, whatever it was. Now, though, I don't meet people physically in person. Everything is virtual. So technically, there's no need to get dressed up, right? I mean, some of you may be thinking that yourself and asking yourself that very same question. I don't wear the same clothes that I normally would wear if I was meeting somebody in person, if I was traveling to meet somebody for a coaching session or a workshop. I don't wear my suit when I work every day now, but I do still make an effort. I do still make an effort to ensure that I am presentable, that I am professional. It's basically ingrained in me. And if I don't do that, it goes against all of the values that I have and my leadership brand. And if you are a regular listener on this podcast, you will know that leadership branding is a concept I'm very passionate about. And I have done a couple of episodes on leadership branding. So it helps me when I feel I get dressed up, when I put the right clothes on, when I put my makeup on, hair on, it makes me feel like I am living my leadership brand, the leadership brand that I've created for myself and for my business. I mentioned a couple of minutes ago the concept of getting dressed for the job you want, not the job you have. And this concept is something that I do talk about in my Business Etiquette 101 video course. So I want to talk a little about that course right now to introduce you to it, because I haven't actually talked a lot about that particular course in this podcast. So I created and I filmed that course when I was still living in France. And for those of you who are not familiar with my story, I used to live in France. I spent 5 years living there. And during that time, Business Etiquette 101, that's what I call it for short, Business Etiquette 101 was created and filmed there. And it's now become a best-selling course on the Udemy platform. There are over 12,000 students in the course. I checked just before jumping on to record this podcast episode. So yeah, 12,000 students, which is incredible. And I was looking at one of the reviews, one of the flagship reviews. If you go to the Udemy page, a course page to find out more about the course, you will actually see this particular review because it's one of the featured reviews. But she says, nice and structured lessons for the course. She loves the content about the executive wardrobe and especially how to, you know, dress for work. She really loved the part on networking and how to initiate conversation. So there are some of the things that we do learn in the course. She further went on to say that she would recommend the course to others, especially those who are new to their career and starting to develop their career. So thank you so much for leaving that review, Fong. So in this course, the reason I'm talking about it in this episode is because there is a whole section on executive wardrobe, on professional dress. Now, that is not the only thing we teach in this course. It's not the only thing I teach. There are a number of sections, 7 sections in total in this course, but the whole course is about empowering you to become a better professional in business. It's about helping you become more confident. It's about helping you know what to do in business situations, helping you understand mistakes that you need to be aware of so you don't make those mistakes in business situations, leading to a damaged reputation or a damaged leadership brand. It is aimed to help you create the professional image that you want in business. And as we all know, jobs nowadays are becoming incredibly competitive, this year especially. So anything we can do to help us stand out, to help us keep our jobs, to help us put ourselves in the position so we're more likely to be hired, the more things we can do to help us do those things, the better it is for us. It's all about helping you prepare yourself for the world of work. Basically, this is a course I created that I would have loved to have had and been able to do before I started my job with Deloitte back in 2008. So it's drawn from my experience in the corporate world, and it's combined with many principles of business etiquette that I have learned. And it is definitely relevant for the modern day business people just like you. Now, I do know that the term business etiquette, a lot of people view it as being old and stuffy and outdated. I actually did a whole podcast episode on that topic, on the concept of whether it is old, stuffy, and outdated. So head back to my previous episodes and look out for that episode if you want to learn more about what I have to say about that topic. But this course is definitely modern. It will definitely help you learn the people skills that you need to be successful in business. And at the end of the day, business is done with people. So anything you can learn to improve your people skills is going to be a benefit for you. So if you want to check out that course, if you're curious about it, there are a number of free preview videos that you can watch without even buying the course. And if you want to access them, then what you need to do is first head over to my website, executive-impressions.com. Once you are there, you need to go to my blog. So up the top, you will see a lot of the menu bars, and one of those is for the blog. So head over to my blog, look for this episode. We're at episode 40. So you want to find the show notes for episode 40. And in those show notes, there is a link to my video course. Now that link is a discount link. So the reason I'm pushing you over to my website is so if you are interested in purchasing it, do it through the discount link, because you won't find that discount link anywhere else. So definitely do it through the link that I give you through my website. And I hope you enjoy the free preview videos. Check them out to see if you think that the course will be for you. So with that said, I want to start this episode by talking about a study I came across recently, and it was done by an organization called Coupon Follow, and they surveyed 1,000 remote workers to find out their opinion on whether they should maintain professional appearance or start to dress down while working from home. And there were some really interesting findings that I want to share with you in this episode. They found that 80% of people who dressed more formally said they felt more productive throughout the day, compared to 70% of people who dressed in gym clothes. They said they felt productive, so only 70%. And 50% of those people who wore pajamas said they felt productive throughout the day. So what this tells me is the level of productivity decreases as people reduce the level of formality in their outfit. So to recap, 80% of people wearing work clothes said they felt productive, 70% of people in gym clothes said they felt productive, and 50% of those in sleepwear. So according to this study, what we wear has a direct link to our levels of productivity. And I touched on this in last week's episode, episode 39. I mentioned that I personally feel more productive when I put more effort into my outfit. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be business attire or a suit. I certainly don't wear that when I am not meeting people, when I'm working from home. But it does mean that the clothes have to be presentable, they have to help me feel confident, and they have to help me feel productive. So I do feel all of those things when I dress more on the formal side. Now, according to the study, it seems I'm not the only one who feels this way. Maybe you feel this way, but the temptation to wear whatever you want when you work from home is sometimes too much for people. So the majority of people opt for casual and they go for a lot more casual clothes. And the study that I just talked about shared some more statistics around this. They found that the most popular work from home outfit for women, so 25% of women wore this, was loungewear. So when I talk about loungewear, what they mean is more comfortable clothes, tracksuit style pants and tops, soft, comfortable clothes. So 25% of women wear that when they work from home, and 20% of men wear activewear. So obviously that's more sports type clothes, shorts, or what you would wear if you were doing some kind of activity. And the second most popular outfit when working from home was a casual top and jeans. And 22% of women wore this and 19% of men wore this. Now, when it comes to pajamas, some people did wear pajamas, and apparently 16% of people who did this study admitted to wearing pajamas when they work from home. And the last statistic, this is the one that surprised me the most. 29% of employees admitted to being naked when they work from home. So clearly the preferences are everywhere when it comes to work from home outfits. But going back to the link to productivity, when you wear more formal attire, when you are in work clothes, when you are in business casual, those types of outfits, it helps you to feel more productive. And that's what this study basically found. And that's why I wanted to share it with you, to help you understand that when you do lift your level of formality just a little bit when you are working from home, it will have a direct impact on your level of productivity. And also, I believe, your level of confidence as well, and overall happiness throughout the day. But I do understand there is another important issue that work from home casual clothing brings up. And that is, it creates confusion in us as professionals, because when you work from home, you are obviously at home, and in your home life, you could be a mom, you could be a dad, you could be a spouse, you are more casual, you are more relaxed. But at the same time, because you are working from home, you have to be professional. So you have that confusion when you work from home. Now, normally this isn't a problem because we have a physical shift when we go to the office, when we step into our professional selves, our professional life. There is a separation between our personal life and our professional life normally when we are going to the office. But when we work from home, there is no separation. The two are merged together. And that is what creates confusion in us as professionals, because we are at home, we feel comfortable, we feel like we need to be casual, but at the same time, we need to be in work mode. mode. We need to meet deadlines. We need to have calls with our boss, with our co-workers, or even with our clients. And sometimes those calls are video calls. So they're going to actually see your home surroundings. So everything has to be professional for those calls, but it does create a lot of confusion in us as professionals to keep that barrier and distance from our personal lives and our professional lives. And of course, it becomes more difficult to uphold your leadership brand when you are working from home because you're not necessarily wearing the exact same clothes you would wear to work. You're not exactly behaving in the same way you normally would when you are in the office. So I wanted to share some ideas in this episode on what you can wear when you work from home to help you stay comfortable, because that is important, but also help you be more productive and maintain those levels of professionalism that you have worked so hard to create all of these years. Now, the ideas that I'm going to share with you will help you aim for more of the formal side of work from home, since that is when we feel our most productive. And as you know, I'm all for being productive and I'm all for being efficient. Now, the different outfits I want to tell you about. So I'm first going to talk about some ideas that you can use for video calls. And then I'm going to talk about some ideas when you are not doing video calls, when you're just having a normal work from home day, doing desk work, or you may be on the phone, but you don't need to be on any video calls and physically present yourself to anyone else in your business environment. So when you do video calls, what you wear, it is important. The level of formality, it is important, obviously, because people are going to be seeing you on the video call. They're going to be seeing you on camera. So it's very difficult to get away from that and present a very casual image of yourself. Now, obviously, when people see you on video calls, all they really see is the top half of you. Having said that, keep in mind there could be times when you need to get up out of your desk and go fetch some papers, or maybe close the door because one of your children have opened the door and come inside the room. So keep in mind there may be many times where you have to physically get up out of your desk to do something. And if in that moment you are wearing formal attire on the top and your pajamas on the bottom, people are going to see that on camera and it's immediately going to damage your leadership brand, which is everything you have worked to create for a number of years. And you don't want to damage that by making a small mistake of wearing, for example, your pajama bottoms when you're on a video call, okay? So I do recommend you, when you have video call days, that you wear on both the top and the bottom. So your pants and your shirt should be in sync. They should both be the same level of formality. Now, it doesn't have to be a suit, like I've mentioned that before. So what I suggest you can wear is a business shirt on top, something that you would normally wear to work. And on the bottom, you can wear slightly more casual pants. So this could be a pair of jeans that would be perfectly acceptable. It could be a pair of chinos or something along those lines that is still presentable, but it's not necessarily a suit. So you want to opt for some pants that are comfortable for you to wear and a top that you would normally wear to work. And that also includes your makeup and your hair and your jewelry as well. So you don't have to go overboard for those things, but do put in a little bit of effort in your jewelry and your makeup or other accessories that you want to wear. So just a reminder though, that when you are on camera, a lot of people might think they don't need to wear much makeup on camera, but quite often what happens when you are on camera is it can make you look flat. So wearing a bit of makeup when you are on camera can add a bit of dimension to your face and a bit of color to your face. Because sometimes depending on the camera you have for your video call, it's not always flattering. So wearing a little bit of makeup and doing your hair and putting some effort into that area can help to enhance your image, enhance the image you portray to the other person you're talking with, help them form a better image and impression of you, and build up your leadership brand, or at least not detract from it. Now, sometimes you might have days where you don't have video calls at all. So it's a general work day where you are working from home. You might be having calls with your clients or your boss, but you don't physically have to present yourself to anybody. Now, my opinion for those days is you still need to be professional, but you also want to be comfortable, okay? You need to be professional because it increases your productivity, and comfortable because, well, you just want to be comfortable when you are working from home. So what I would wear on those days are jeans, because I find them to be quite comfortable. If you don't like jeans, loose-fitting pants are fine. Like I mentioned before about chinos, those kinds of pants will be perfectly acceptable for work-from-home outfits. They will make you feel productive and they'll make you feel like you're putting a bit of effort into your outfit. An oversized shirt, so not necessarily a business shirt that you would normally wear to the office, but an oversized shirt. So I'm looking at something more that has a collar, something with buttons, so it is still a shirt, but it's more of an oversized, comfortable shirt that you can wear. So that's another idea of what you can work when you don't have any video calls to do. You can also opt for a cardigan, a knitted jumper, something cozy and comfy like that, especially if you're in an environment that's a little bit cooler at the moment. If you are in a warmer environment like me in Australia, we are heading into spring and summer will be next. So t-shirts are totally fine when you're working from home on your own, no video calls, of course, or some kind of casual collared shirt or a knitted jumper or something like that. And I also find that when I work from home, it really does change how I feel about myself when I put on proper shoes, when I don't wear my slippers around the house or my Ugg boots in winter. So what I recommend you to wear is some ballet flats. So for women, you might opt for ballet flats. For men, you can get shoes that are called loafers. So they're kind of slip-on casual shoes that you can slip on and off when you're at home. When you're on the couch, you can obviously slip them off if you want to be more comfortable there. But putting on a pair of proper shoes will help you transform your image. It will help you transform the way you feel about yourself, and you will feel like you are more in work mode because you're putting an effort into what you wear. And that's a message I want to get across to you for today's episode, is that you don't need to dress extremely formal. You don't need to wear a suit. You don't need to wear heels around the house, nothing like that. But the concept is really to just lift the level of formality of what you would usually wear when you are at home. Lift that level of formality just a bit so that you can feel more confident. You can feel like you're in work mode and also feel like you are more productive. Because as I mentioned earlier in this episode, the study that was done by Coupon Follow found that when you do lift your level of formality, it has a direct impact on your level of productivity as well. Well, I hope this information in this episode was enlightening for you, was helpful for you, and the outfit ideas that I shared with you are going to be valuable for you moving forward. So these outfit ideas were definitely for working from home. They will not be suitable for you when you are going back to the office. But when you do go back to the office, and if you do want some more advice and help around your executive wardrobe and how to lift your level of formality there, then definitely check out the Business Etiquette 101 video course. So in that video course for the executive wardrobe section, we go into your professional image and your outfit. We talk about first impressions. We talk about how to dress for your industry. That is a really insightful part of the course, that video. And I also have videos on executive wardrobes for men and another one for women. So with those videos, you will get a basic guideline of what you need in your wardrobe to have a solid executive wardrobe to build up from. Once you have this information, you can then add some pieces that help you present your personality or add some pieces that you would like to incorporate into your own wardrobe. But the executive wardrobe section is very, very helpful for you, especially if you're starting your career or even if you are mid to senior level in your career and you want a little bit of a refresher on how to look good in the office, your professional image, how to build it up, and how to build up, as a result, your leadership brand. So definitely check out that course if you want more ideas on what to wear to work so you look like an executive. Now, I do want to let you know that I will be making a YouTube video following this podcast episode. Now, I haven't filmed it yet, but what I plan to do with that video is to show you examples, outfit examples of what you can wear when you work from home. So do follow my YouTube channel, subscribe to it, and hit the notification bell so you know when I release new new videos and you know when that particular video comes out. And if we aren't yet connected on LinkedIn, or if you don't follow me on LinkedIn, then make sure you head over to LinkedIn, look for my name, Kara Ronan, and follow me or even connect with me and let me know that you listen to this podcast episode so I know where you are coming from. But I would love to connect with you and interact with you over on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it, and I will be back next week with another episode for you. Have a great week. Enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel where you'll find videos to help you advance as an emerging leader. And I'd love to hear from you via social media. You can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. The links are on my website. Take care, and thanks again for listening.